Terry tries to move it to the middle. Eichel still has it. Tries to make a pass across. They score!
Sheer determination by the opposition. What plays by Jack Eichel going inside, back out. And I don't know if he just wanted to toss that on net and create a juicy rebound, but that's certainly what happened. And Dorofeev comes up so clutch late in this game.
Second of the game for Dorofeev is his seventh of the playoffs. Vegas with all five shots in overtime. And they win it and take a 3-2 lead in this series. This one will be a tough pill to swallow, Emerson.
Yeah, and look, I'm not going to fault some of the passes there late, but the execution over that last shift just started to falter. Just some mistiming on routes, passes, in the Vegas Golden Knights were just able to capitalize on it.
The puck was deflected on the cross-ice pass. Dorofeev patiently waited. It looked like it was on edge when it came back to earth, and he snapped it all in one motion up into the top shelf as Eichel had stolen a clearing attempt, and he made the pass across. Dorofeev gives the Knights a 3-2 win, or I should say a 3-2 lead with a 3-2 win here tonight somewhere. Daryl Sutter is smiling. He said years ago, over a decade ago, this is a 3-2 lead. This is a 3-2 series by virtue of the Golden Knights' 3-2 overtime win here tonight at T-Mobile Arena. Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network is brought to you by UCI Health. Discover how a marsh can be healing. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. This is where community meets innovation, where game-changing research takes place beside soul-affirming nature. All in the name of a healthier Orange County, discover the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. And by Mercury Insurance. Game 5 of Ducks versus Golden Knights has been brought to you by Mercury Insurance. Smart insurance for smart people. By Western National Property Management, DucksLiving.com. Your new platform to score your dream apartment. And by Yamava Resort and Casino. Play at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You in. Our onside engineer tonight here in Vegas is Ray Raggle. Yair Mendoza is back at Skyview. For Emerson Edom, I'm John Ollers. Emerson will join Alexis Downey with our post-game coverage. That's coming up next. 3-2 the final in overtime. Vegas wins game 5. You're listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
The best way to follow the Stanley Cup playoffs is here. The NHL app is your place to get every highlight from every game of every series. Behind-the-scenes playoff content you won't get anywhere else. The most NHL Edge advanced stats, keeping you up to date from round one through the Stanley Cup final. When it comes to following the playoffs, don't settle for anything less. The Stanley Cup playoffs are better on the NHL app.
Get ready, Anaheim. Big concerts are coming. At Honda Center, sing along with Demi Lovato and 5 Seconds of Summer, who are bringing can't-miss nights of big energy. Ready to get loud? Godsmack brings the Rise of Rock World Tour to the stage at Honda Center. Thomas Rhett is adding country flavor to Orange Country. And Somber, a powerhouse rock show, is coming to shake the arena. Tickets are available now at HondaCenter.com.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Hey, Ducks fans!
If you're looking for your next apartment home, scoring your dream apartment has never been easier. With over 165 communities throughout Orange County, the Inland Empire, Ventura, and L.A., Western National Property Management and the Anaheim Ducks have you covered. DucksLiving.com, our new platform for finding your new apartment home.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey, live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Vegas Golden Knights take Game 5 tonight at T-Mobile Arena with an overtime winner from Pavel Dorofeev. 2 goals for him tonight. The final score, 3-2. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. Emerson Needham, who is in Vegas for this one, will also be joining us here in just a second. The Ducks go to their first overtime game with Vegas of this postseason. Not enough from them in it, as Vegas had 5 shots on goal compared to Anaheim 0. Emerson, what was going on with the Ducks in that overtime frame where they were stuck in their own end?
Well, I think the Ducks started out hot. They hemmed in the puck in the defensive end for the Vegas Golden Knights for some time. But here's the key. They failed to get a shot, and it was Ross Johnson and his line. And don't get me wrong, they played a great game. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty, and it's a testament to them for starting off that overtime frame with heavy minutes in the, or I guess a sustained shift in the offensive zone for quite some time, but you cannot fail to generate a shot within those confines. I mean, you just know that each and every opportunity the Golden Knights have, they're going to rip it on net. That's exactly what they did. That actually goal scored by Dorofeev there, I mean, it actually took a deflection off the shin guard of Chris Kreider and then en route to going off the pad of Lukáš Šostál en route to the twig of Dorofeev. So just so unfortunate. But going back to the Anaheim Ducks Ross Johnson line there, you know that the Vegas Golden Knights, especially with the losses of McNabb and you're already out Stone, you knew that they were going to shorten the bench, right? And they were going to be double shifting their top guys, and it looked like it just paid off there in the end.
3-2 series now. Vegas takes the lead with this overtime win. Let's get into the highlights on how this one unfolded. Starting in the first period, it's Beckett Seneca, the first goal scorer, getting the icebreaker on the power play, 12 minutes and 36 seconds into it.
McTavish with it again. Behind the net for Seneca. He reverses it. Gauthier will pull it off the wall. Snapshot. Big rebound. Seneca scores! Gauthier just gets it on net off the right pad of Carter Hart. It was laying at the far post. And for the fourth consecutive game, the rookie Beckett Seneca has fouled the back of the net.
Four straight games for Beckett Seneca getting a goal. Not only that, Emmer, but the two games that the Ducks have won in this series, Beckett Seneca has scored first. So I looked at that as a good sign to start off this game. I guess unfortunately, but fortunately.
Yeah, no, same here. And I also just looked at what transpired thereafter, and I know we're going to get to it, but he's better when he's got that shot first mentality. It's something that Coach Quenneville has continued to say, so we saw that on full display in the Anaheim Ducks hockey club. They're much better when he's going, and he's been going for some time, and the whole team's play has elevated because of it. Tonight was no different.
It was his fifth goal of the postseason, the first one of the game, and then Vegas would answer back their chance on the power play, rather, is Pavel Dorofeev's first of the game, tying it up 16-13 into the first. We went into the second period, no goals in that period, and the Ducks outshot Vegas 17-6. The final frame, we saw Tomas Hertl give Vegas the lead 2-1, but the Ducks' Olin Zellweger would tie things up with under 5 minutes to go in the game.
From behind the net, Cutter Gauthier. Now out high, it's McTavish, got it to Gauthier. Great pass here, Zellweger, he fumbles it, and he scores! He hesitated when he didn't catch the pass cleanly. Hart came out, and Olin Zellweger has tied game five with 3:04 to play.
Olin Zellweger, are you kidding me? Ice in his veins.
Olin Zellweger would end up with over 16 minutes of time on ice tonight, Emmer, but that goal, I'm sure he won't forget, his first career playoff goal.
Yeah, not only the goal, it was the plays he made leading up to it. He was just on fire here in this game, just going over his stat line. So he got that one goal on one shot on goal, and he was just, he had a giveaway, and that happens when you have the puck on your stick so much. We always talk about it. It's just bound to happen. That's just how much he had the puck on a stick. He's going to give it up somewhere down the line. He was just itching to get in on the offensive zone action. Even when the puck was in the near side offensive zone corner, he was just diving down a mere feet from the top of the circle there on the far side. So he was just getting into those seam lines and those sight lines for the puck carriers, and he was rewarded with just countless looks. And there's no way, Alexis, that you can take him out of the lineup, at least obviously this next game. It's not just because of the goal, but it's his want factor, his want to get available for the puck here, and his D partner and overall teammates. Like, he just wants the puck. He wants to be a difference maker. And just what a shot. What a can of a shot leading to his goal.
He competes very hard every time he's on the a goal that he won't forget, but also gave the Ducks some momentum to end that game. Unfortunately, though, Pavel Dorofeev, as I mentioned, the game-winning goal coming in overtime, 4 minutes, 10 seconds into that overtime. So now Anaheim comes back home. They'll play game six on home ice. And when you look at this series, played out, each team winning every trading off games, as the Ducks have won games 2 and 4, and we know that they've done so well on home ice in this postseason. They're 4-1 at Honda Center. But what are some things that you want to see out of this group, and as we know, kind of managing this low going into Honda Center on Thursday?
Well, a couple things. The mentality's got to be the same. When a player, a teammate goes down, who's going to be the next man in line to step up? No different here. By the looks of it, how devastating that hit was against Pales, it wouldn't be far-fetched if he is deemed out for the next tilt, and that's just surely based off of precautionary reasoning. And so we'll see. We're keeping our fingers crossed, for his health overall. You talked about his prior concussion history, so not good on that front. But we just want everyone being safe, being healthy, and living out their day-in and day-out lives to the fullest of their ability health-wise. So we're cheering on Pales. This team needs needs them. And yeah, so we will continue to keep tabs. But that's going back to my original point there. There's going to be a change somewhere down the lineup because of what transpired here tonight. Who's going to be ready to go? So everyone's got to rise to the occasion. I thought Mac T was great. I mean, how about his stat line as far as just looking at the sheer shot volume for him? Six total shots, and he was just phenomenal. Yes, the face-off, it could use some work, but we talked about it. That's going to be an adjustment period, but he's thrown his weight around too. I mean, how many of those hits that he was deemed or registered as hits for him were reverse contact? I think he controlled so much puck possession time that I wouldn't be surprised if one of those wasn't when he had the puck. So, look, he's got to bring his A game. Yeah, there was some plays early on that need to be shored up, some timing plays. There was a kick out by Leo Carlson in the first to Chris Kreider. We talked about it, whether it be Kreider skating just a tad too slow or Leo just needed to connect on that play as it was. The failed exit there leading to the overtime winner for the Vegas Golden Knights. They need to shore that up. And there's just some plays there. Jackson Lacombe, before he got the follow-up clear, he had a missed opportunity there late in the third frame. So, look, they need to be so spectacular. They need to bring their A game. Every single player from Lukáš Dostál on out has to be just really have their best games of their career here in this really series-altering upcoming game.
It is series-altering, as it is the potentially a deciding game, depending on what happens if the Ducks are able to tie up the series and force Game 7. A lot to, I guess, process before Game 6 back at home in just 2 days from now. Thank you, Emmer, for joining us here on the post-game show. We look forward to the next one at Honda Center.
As always, Alexis, great work. Yeah, no, it's going to be an absolute banger of a tilt there, this next one, so I can't wait.
And it's a nice short flight back home, so that'll be good for you guys with the travel tonight, getting back a little bit earlier. But if you're listening to us here on the post-game show, make sure to stick around. We're going to keep going through this game here tonight and look ahead to the next one for the Ducks.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital, world-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Enhance your game day experience with the Honda Center and Ducks mobile app. Make your visits to Honda Center seamless with ticket management, mobile food and drink ordering, interactive arena maps, and exclusive fan loyalty rewards. Stay connected to the Ducks with real-time game updates, video highlights, breaking news, stats, and more. Download the Honda Center Ducks app free in your app store now.
Hey, Ducks fans! Smart drivers like you know all too well how frustrating rush hour can be. Next time you're in a jam, remember these pro tips from Mercury Insurance. Driving is kind of like hockey. Follow too closely and you could cause a pileup. So always keep 3 seconds of following distance behind other cars. Smart drivers don't rely on luck. They rely on great coverage. Switch to Mercury so the next time life throws a slapshot your way, you'll have reliable insurance to back you up. Plus, you could end up saving hundreds. Mercury, smart insurance for smart people.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rental suites.
Thanks for joining us back here on the post-game show. Ducks fall in overtime in Game 5 tonight to the Vegas Golden Knights. 3-2, the final score. As I mentioned in the last segment, Pavel Dorofeev, the game-winning goal for Vegas, his seventh of the postseason. Jack Eichel, the helper on that. A two-point night for Jack Eichel of the Golden Knights. Of course, two-point night for Dorofeev as well. Two-point night for Tomas Hertl. But on the flip side, for the Anaheim Ducks, we saw McTavish and Gauthier both have two-point nights as well. They were the ones to assist on both of the goals in for the Ducks tonight. But a couple other stats wanted to go through from this game. The Ducks ended up with 36 shots on net compared to Vegas's 32. The majority of Anaheim's coming in that second frame. They really put a lot of pressure on Vegas in the second frame. And honestly, this game back and forth in terms of the momentum and just puck possession and zone time. It felt like you couldn't really get a grip on who had just the better possession at times, because it was going back and forth so much. Of course, the second period really was Anaheim's until the last 5 minutes of it, where we saw Vegas put up four shots on net. So that was not really a surprise going into this game, knowing what was at stake with being able to take the series lead. But I think that this was a good, it was a game that a lot of the younger Ducks players can learn from, in the sense of this was a high stakes game. They've played in a number of high stakes games. I mean, all the playoff games are, but as you go along, it gets even more high stakes and there's more pressure. You're seeing the better play from both teams. So a lot to learn from this game here tonight. And, you know, kind of interesting that we only saw, you know, the penalties in the first period, as the officials decided, you know, they weren't going to call anything else. The main penalty in this game, of course, the misconduct interference, major in the first period, that big hit on Ryan Poehling, who we talked about, we're hoping he's all right, did not return to the game, just played 2 minutes, 20 seconds in this game tonight, upper body injury. As I've previously mentioned, he likes to wear the tinted visor due to his concussion history. So, you know, in watching back that play, his head kind of snaps back on the glass. So really just a scary moment for Ryan Poehling and this Ducks team, hoping that he's all right. And of course, he's getting the great attention from our Anaheim Ducks great medical staff, which you could immediately see come to his assistance once he got to the bench area. So hoping that he is all right. But yes, that really does change the dynamic of this Ducks team, as well as we know that, you know, there's a number of guys that are ready to go to come into this lineup should we need them. Guys like Jansen Harkins, you know, Frank Vetrano, another name that we haven't talked about. So we'll keep our eye on the situation. Hopefully we'll know a little bit tomorrow, but likely wouldn't be surprised if that's more of an update on Thursday ahead of game 6. So a couple last things on the end of stats in this game. Again, faceoffs were not the friend of the Ducks tonight. 46.9% there. Vegas has really had their number in this series in faceoffs. The power play, though, good to see them, rather Beckett Seneca, score on that end. Hits in this game, it was a physical game, but it wasn't the most physical game in this series. 26 for Anaheim, 29 for Vegas. Block shots, once again, factoring into Vegas's game. They do so well getting big bodies in the lane, getting their sticks in the lane. That's something Coach Q's talked a lot about, just trying to find ways to get around that, be a little quicker with their shots, which what they were able to do in particular last game, in game four, a lot better. Vegas not blocking as many shots, the lowest amount of block shots in that game, but they had 18 tonight. So just something to note with this Vegas team that they've done so well at least in this series against the Ducks. But overall, this is a hard one to swallow because now you're down in the series 3-2. The good news is you come back to home ice where you've played well, but the tough news is that you have a Vegas team that's going to want to close it out. They've had the veteran experience. A lot of their guys have been in these type of situations in the postseason. So for the Ducks, this is a new situation, for these young guys. So how will they respond? How will they start the next game? It's all the big questions going into game six, but that is something also that Coach Q has talked a lot about, even throughout the regular season. He's always liked, for the most part, the response he's seen from his team. And especially in this postseason, the way they were able to respond, I think back to the first round. Even in this series too, that game three loss, the way they responded in game four, coming out with that big win. It just, these days are all going together. I swear that was 2 days ago, Sunday night. But even in the first round, they, get again blown out, in that game, the game five, it was in the first round, and then they bounce back with a really strong game six. So they have done such a good job in just containing or maintaining their maturity through this postseason. That's one of the things I feel like that has impressed me the most about this Ducks team, is the way they have shown their maturity through these emotional swings of the postseason. And I think it speaks to a lot of the confidence from the coaching staff that they've instilled in this team, and then also that the veterans, they've helped so much through this process. A lot of these guys having played so many playoff games, and they're really helping the young players on this team along. So I think that this is another one of those games that we're going to have to see that, of course, going into game six on Thursday. We're going to take another break here on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll keep talking about this game here tonight and look ahead to what the Ducks need to do to get a win in game six.
The best new cars, Honda, make the best pre-owned cars, Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Get the best value with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Honda backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at your helpful Honda dealers. Plus, every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection. Pre-trained technicians with genuine parts. To save on certified pre-owned Hondas, search your local Honda dealer today.
The long goodbye begins. A very special evening with Frontier Tour. November 24th, Honda Center. Journey. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at journeymusic.com. Your chance to say goodbye to the songs that changed our lives. Journey. Final Frontier Tour.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You did it again. You made us number one in USA Today's 10 Best for the third year in a row. You voted Yamaha Resort and Casino in San Manuel the best casino outside of Las Vegas for the third time. And Yamaha Resort grabbed a first-time win as the best casino hotel. Enjoy the winning atmosphere at one of more than 150 gaming tables, more than 7,400 slot machines, and five high-limit rooms. That's not all. Grab a bite at the Pines Modern Steakhouse, voted the best casino restaurant for the third year in a row. You in? Details at Yamaha.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserve parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Post-game coverage on Duck Stream. The Knights take game five tonight, 3-2 over the Ducks, and take the 3-2 series lead as well. Two games to make it to the Western Conference Final. And you know what? I'm still very confident in this team. So I hope, first of all, I really liked what Troy Terry said yesterday. He talked about how from the very beginning of the playoffs, the confidence from the outside media and the outside people in hockey wasn't very high, of course, going into round one with the Ducks. But then from that very first game of the playoffs, Troy said, you know, it felt like we were in it. And internally, they've always had high expectations for themselves. It's changed as they've gone along this playoffs, but they expect to play a good brand of hockey. And it's really important to hear that, because it also speaks. I talked about the maturity in the last segment, but also just the confidence in this group. This team plays with so much confidence, and it's so exciting to see with this young core. And talk about, you know, a guy like Cutter Gauthier now leading this Ducks team in points, 12 points in 11 games played, 4 goals and 8 assists. Beckett Seneca now leads the team with 5 goals in this postseason. So, and then you have Leo Carlson, second on the team. Well, I guess tied with Troy Terry and Jackson Lacombe. But all of these young players that are leading this team in terms of the offensive output. And even a guy like Jackson Lacombe, maybe he hasn't been having, you know, the, at least on the score sheet, the kind of series he did in the first round. But he's still making such a huge impact. He played over 30 minutes in this game tonight. Talk about someone that is super conditioned. Obviously, I mean, he's played a lot of minutes all season long going back to the regular season, but 30 minutes of playoff hockey is not an easy thing to do. And for a guy like Jackson Lacombe, I mean, that's why he's this team's number one defenseman. And he's locked down with the Ducks for a long time. So I was just kind of thinking about all these young players and what we saw from them tonight, and even really happy for Mason McTavish. Now 5 assists on his postseason. His points been a part of. He's a +2 on that end. And it's just a good vote of confidence for him to see him coming alive here in this series and playing good playoff hockey. So just something home for game six, and they're going to need to bring their very best, to put it point blank, because Vegas is likely going to bring a lot of what we saw tonight. You know, Carter Hart might even be sharper. So the Ducks are going to need to get in his eyes once again. Lukasz Dostal, wanted to mention him. He had a great night in net. And I know that he's taken a lot of pressure, taken a lot of heat, really, in this postseason, especially going back to the first round. His goals against average, not good. And he knows that. He's even talked about that candidly with the media, even at the end of the regular season. So to see him have a game like he did and not come away with the win was tough tonight. He went 29 for 32 in the net. So he made some really big saves. I think back to the one save in particular. I believe I got to take a look back at my notes, but it was a wraparound attempt and just using his pads, just getting over right in time. He was really impressive tonight. So it's tough that he wasn't able to get this win for the team. And sort of that game-winning goal from Dorofeev, you know, Chris Kreider was right there. I don't know. There was a couple things tonight from Chris Kreider. There's been a couple things in general in this postseason, but in this game tonight, the first goal, Dorofeev's first goal, took the puck off Chris Kreider. Should have cleared that out of the zone. Should have got it out. But he opted to skate with it, and Dorofeev took it that first goal. So it's just things like that from a guy that has had so much experience. You don't expect that from him, but you know, I'm sure he's aware of it, and you kind of just have to forget about things to an extent in the playoffs. That's what you have to say. You know, these guys talk about it's a short memory. You have to just get ready for the next game, and that's what this Ducks team is going to be doing. So before we wrap up our post-game show, a couple of messages here on the text line wanted to get to. Red from Buena Park said, the bounces just bounced Vegas's way. Really strong game by Cutter, MacT, Beckett, and the Dost Wall. Just couldn't get to the rebounds in the offensive zone. Two of three Vegas's goals off rebounds. Got to see more from the first line with Leo. No points these past two games. Too quiet. Looking for Orange Country to bleed strong on Thursday and send this to Game 7. Yes, we need the energy in Honda. I mean, we've seen it all postseason, but Honda Center needs to be loud on Thursday because Vegas T-Mobile was too loud tonight. It felt like they like to get in on the action with the officials, and they were doing that on some of the icings in the second period. So, but some great points here. The young players really stepping up tonight. The point of Vegas's goals off rebounds. Interesting point there, because we talked about it in the pregame show, how the Ducks need to protect the front of their net a little bit better. That slot area, so dangerous, even something that they've been working on through this postseason defensively. So just when they look back at the tape, definitely something to note that they got to give Dosti some help there at the net front, and then also get to the net themselves a little bit more. Yes, there were a number of second chance opportunities. No one there. I think back to the third period in particular, there was a number of pucks just right in front of Carter Hart, and there was no one there. So Vegas doing a really good job of protecting their netminder and right in front of there. But the Ducks got to find their ways, bully themselves in there, and get those rebounds as well. One more message I want to read here. It looks like it's for Emerson, but hey, Tony, I'll take it. Wasn't paying close attention midway through the third period when you said something along the lines of Vegas Golden Knights are playing harder than the Ducks. Maybe I heard you wrong, but if that's the case, then we deserve to lose. Oh, no. No excuse for not going all out on every shift in the playoffs. Mintikov lapses now and then. So does McTavish. See you Thursday. All right, Tony. Well, you know, like I said, this was a game of just swings back and forth. So at that moment, pressuring a lot more than the Ducks were. But yeah, you know, this team is learning through this process. And I don't want to say that everything in the postseason for a young team is a learning lesson, because you can't have learning lessons going into, you know, a potential elimination game on Thursday. You need to bring your very best. But I think this team, they know that. The message has been sent. They've lived up to these big moments to this point, and I think that they're going to be going all out and finding that consistency in their 60-minute game, because we saw that, especially in game two. If they could get back to the way they played that full, that game was phenomenal by Anaheim. They played their best full 60-minute game in game two. If they could bring that on Thursday, I have full confidence in this team. But even, I mean, the way they were able to find the momentum at times through tonight, they were doing a lot of good things. So we'll see what this Ducks team is able to do on Thursday, but it all starts with a strong start. They got to bring the energy. They got to have that mindset right from the get-go, because we know they cannot play down to this Vegas team. So as long as they take that lead and they hold on to it and they run with it, like I said, full confidence in this group to bounce back in game six on Thursday. That game will be at 6:30, which has been the case for all of these games in this round two series with the Golden Knights. But you can join us, that means, for the pregame show at 6 o'clock. So make sure to do that. And well, I guess Emerson's not here with me. I'm used to doing this post-game show with him, but I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for tuning in to the post-game show here on Duck Stream. The final score, 3 for the Vegas Golden Knights, 2 for the Anaheim Ducks. It is a 3-2 on Thursday night. Thank you for being with us, and we will see you on Thursday at 6 o'clock with the pregame show.